Hey, thanks for listening to Unleashing Kingdom Voices. Join me or a guest as we unlock some secrets to AI, to personal development, to finding your voice. Join us now as we help you unleash your voice. Hey, thanks for listening to Unleashing Kingdom Voices. I'm Teresa Croft. So glad you could join us on this episode. And if you're joining us live on Facebook, it's always nice to see you. So I'm going to share a guest podcast that I was on. And I will tell you something. I don't have them here. I threw them. I started out by talking about the swans. You might have heard me in my last episode talk about that, how they mate for life. They just happened to be sitting on my desk before I did this interview, and what unfolded was truly a story. So without further ado, let me let you listen in with Chu as she shares an interview with me.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Your Win Podcast. Today, I have my special guest with me, Teresa. Welcome, Teresa.
Oh, it's such an honor to be here, too. Thank you.
Thank you. And so, Teresa, I'm definitely going to ask you one question. Share a scene in your life that you experienced a transformation and that changed your life forever from that point on.
All right. So, these are swans. They mate for life. But what happens when one is removed? Let me tell you a story. And the removal of that one brought freedom. So I believe you have threads in your life that represent your voice and represent your identity. So I like microphones. I like speaking. What did I love to do when I was little? Like I can remember 6, 7 years old, we lived in this old house. And I'd climb up to the top of the stairs and I'd look out to the crowd, pretend crowd, and I would preach. I was Catholic. It was a good homily. That same house, my dad brought what was then modern technology. I'm going to date you on this. He brought home a tape recorder. It wasn't a Walkman. I was the microphone. And when he would zoom away to work, I'd sneak that recorder out and go into my room. I'd play for hours talking into that. Home woman, you know, all these different names. I thought it was really funny until four brothers, every single one of them separately said, Teresa, the only one who's laughing is mom. It's like, okay, let's ditch the comedy. We moved from that house to another house. And on this particular house, it only had 2 stairs. I remember just like, that wasn't high enough. And I remember one day just kind of frustrated because I wanted to get on a platform. And I noticed an apple cart, Chu, and I tipped the apple cart lengthwise, got up on top of that, and I didn't know Jesus then, and I preached passionately to the birds, the bees, and the apple trees that they needed Jesus. Now, today, 2008, from 2008, I have been opening an Apple computer. An Apple phone with filters, of course. An Apple. So there were threads of that. I really wanted to have platforms to speak out for Jesus. And I was collegiate. Then I was all a professional golfer. After 3 burns, 3 years, I burned. It was 3 burns, 3 years. But you know where God landed me? Only God could have done this. He landed me at a radio station. I got paid to pray and talk on the air Monday through Saturday with a microphone. About 6 years into that career, the war for my voice began. I got married.
Oh, okay.
And it was just started to unravel in that there was this control issues. There was serious, what we call now call narcissism. And, you know, the trauma was just being wrapped around my head. And sometimes when you're in trauma, you don't see things real clearly. Without going into the gore, it was hard. You know, I think the hardest thing was not being able to have friends, you know, be feeling like you're controlled. And sadly, it ended with him getting burned October 3rd, 2021, third degree burns over 30% of his body. If that wasn't bad enough, by the next year in February, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He eventually died June 5th, just 2 years ago. So where my transformation starts is first, someone had to help me unwrap the trauma. I had an amazing neuropsycho facilitator under Dr. Caroline Leaf. Her name's Alana Vandeventer, and she worked and is still working just a tender approach of rewiring the brain. So part of my transformation, Chu, has three steps. Anyone listening, if you feel like you're in a struggle, it might be in your marriage, it might be in a relationship, it might be with a mother, and it may not have narcissism, but it have elements.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissism. Can I share just three tips that would help that person? Number one, learn to say no. When you say no, you value yourself. The more you learn to say no, the yeses come easily. Just to make this crazy, my husband, the last 12 years of our life, he was the chef, he was the cook, he was semi-retired, and he wanted me to go to every grocery store. And I just could not say no. Because if I said no, I'd get, you know, condemned, manipulated, all who's cooking. And so I felt like I had to go. So I didn't say no. Number two is a real big one. Fight for your community. Don't fight for your friends. Just even that inner circle. Stand your ground and fight them because you need them. There's a chemical called oxytocin. And it's a chemical that resonates more with women in the area that women need women to talk, to console. When I met with my women friends, which was rarely, I became back a better wife. Why he couldn't understand that, I don't know, but he got married and I was all he needed. No, I can't meet all his needs. He can't meet all my needs. Oxytocin, fight for your few friends, and fight for community. We had a group that came to our house twice a month, and I did not get oxytocin. Even though they were not my friends, but my husband was the one on stage. There wasn't that bonding. There was a little bit. And the final one is just simply this. You are enough. He who knew no sin became sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God. You are righteous. You are worthy. And you know, that, I'll be honest with you, that has been a long journey for me to realize I am enough. Because in my husband's eyes, you know, when they want to stay in control and they want to stay above, they oftentimes put you down. Hence you lose your voice, your true voice. And your voice is your identity. So you're very literally that. What the thing does is it can join to your identity and you feel like you're not enough. We've all been there. But you are enough. So say no. Fight for community. Fight for those few close friends. The last time I went to coffee with one of my best friends at that time, he came along. I remember my friend looked at him and looked at me. She kind of put her hand on my arm. I knew, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Fight for your friends and do try to find one or two inner circle friends. If they don't want to get help with you, you still go find a way to get help. And I mean therapy. Counseling's great, but sometimes you got to learn to rewire your brain. I know that's harder to say than not when they're still in the picture. I would have loved to have gone for counseling. I would have loved for him and I to go to counseling, but he didn't see anything wrong. And then you are enough. So through that process, I am right now in a transformative place where I'm getting to do the things that he controlled. I've always fought for my voice in that even after my radio station was over, I would start a video ministry. I started a Kingdom Mentor Academy. I had to fight. But there was something like this lit me up. So if something lights you up, continue on. I remember doing live videos at that time really lit me up. And there'd be noise in the kitchen and he'd be going in and out the door. But you know what I did, Chu? I kept looking into that camera. Oftentimes what I was saying was something God was saying to me, stand my ground and minister from even from the mess that you're going through. I knew it was God because I remember sometimes I'd go live and I'm like, wow, that's really, I'm thinking to myself, that's really good. I need to hear that. And I'm saying it.
Mm.
So, you know, that's part of when you're enough, there's certain things that light you up and just fight for it because God put that in your very DNA.
Yeah.
Finally, I just want to say this, that your voice represents so much, Chu.
Your soul.
Your voice is the much needed salt to a world that's lost its appetite for a loving meal at the Father's table. Your love is light to a world that thinks darkness is normal and struggles with enmity and strife. Mm-hmm. Your voice doesn't carry the gory story. It carries the glory story. So keep speaking. Whatever your identity is, it doesn't have to be literally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Keep saying no. Keep staying close in community. Find that community friend.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me dispel the myth. I think there's been a new level of whatever that word is now, of community coming forth. And it's over a Zoom camera. And mm-hmm. You would not believe I have met people on Zoom and have visited them in Australia. Okay. I'm just mm-hmm. those people who say, well, there's community. I mean, I understand. That's just a myth. I don't have anyone around me.
Global.
The Girl Power Alliance. It's a women's empowerment where they teach you and they mentor you and you can go through a coaching certification. They're right now, we're getting ready to release the Speaking Academy where you can go and learn how to speak.
Mm.
So from this place, I've also gone to Vancouver and met my friend who's also my coach now. And I'm like, I remember saying, am I any different? She's like, no, you're just the same, T. I was like, thank you. So the transformation is continuing for me, too. Mm, mm. I'm getting to walk in my lane. I'm getting to pursue the things that are my heart's desire. I really believe that God has called me a voice revivalist to help those women who feel voiceless from trauma, help them find their voice so that they can create impact by earning an income and growing in community
mm-hmm.
so that they can find their voice. And what does mm-hmm. that mean? They serve and speak to the person they once were.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. I once dated a narcissist, actually. And luckily, I didn't marry the guy. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all about control and all about making you feel really bad.
Yes, you understand. I'm amazed by how many are struggling. And as I've gotten healing, I'm speaking from scars, not from open wounds, but as God has healed me, he continues to, you know, I make sure I speak from a healing place. Like when you said, start off, I was talking to my friend. I'm like, you know, things made for life. And she said, just gently, well, T, take one off. Okay. Here's T. She's a swan and she's swimming and having a great time. That was just so cute the way she said that. So when you're talking, I'm like, yeah, this is me now. Now, don't get me wrong. Can I just say something that may be obvious, but you don't know it's obvious? Even mm-hmm. when I was in the midst of that, I had a deep, intimate relationship with God. I think it's what kept me from being an alcoholic or so depressed I'd need medicine. Afterwards, I've had my deep relationship with God continues. I remember the first year afterwards, I had to get at least 2 hours of, you know, worship and praying. And I remember like, okay, I got to go teach. Oh, I got to get up at 5 because I got to go to this. I got to get those two. It wasn't religious. Please hear me, heart. It's not religion. It's not a system. It was just my relationship with God. I needed to hear what God had to say for each day. And it continues today. I just love to sit down with him and listen and pray.
I'm glad. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just moved. And I was telling everyone that I was moving from Egypt to the promised land because where I was living, the reason I called it Egypt, I wasn't close to my kids. I wasn't close to my church. I wasn't close to anyone. It was a part of Georgia that I never lived in.
Mm-hmm.
So I came here and I was like, I feel like I'm out of Egypt. The very next day, as I went through my prayers, what verse came up? And God delivered them out of Egypt. It was just like, okay, God, you didn't have to give that to me, but thank you. It's like, let me put an explanation on that. So anyway, that was fun.
Cool. Thank you so much. Yeah. And if you guys like this episode, come back. And until then, stay happy and hopeful. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
So what do you think?
What do I think?
Of the podcast, the format.
Oh, goodness, you caught me off guard. I love it. I love what you're doing, Chu. You're like, you're finding your voice and you're speaking and you're serving women. I love that. That's what I think.
Oh,
I love
thanks.
To see women rise up, and I love to see them not be afraid to have a podcast. That's really my heart. It's so much my heart that I have a course called Podcast Made Easy with AI, where I take them step by step in a video course. Podcasting is actually easier than it's ever been. And this is my fifth year of podcasting, so I think I can say that it is so easy today compared to 10 years gone by. So
if you could invite a celebrity on your podcast, who would that be?
We'll be right back. Meanwhile, check out TeresaGroff.com. Just a short break. Meanwhile, check out TeresaGroff.com. I would look for someone whose story would resonate with my audience. So a celebrity, I would love to have, what's her name? She goes to Bell. So I'll have to think of someone else. I'd love to have Lisa Bevere. She's a celebrity in the Christian world. I've already had a celebrity, a star on Netflix who turned her life around. That was fun to see. You know, she's still on Netflix with this reality show. Who wouldn't want to interview Jesus? I think I interview him every day through the faces of the people that come on my podcast.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
That's a thought. Now you have to think about that one. Okay. Like you said, okay.
So would you like to meet any of them?
Would I like to meet? What'd you say?
Would you like to meet any of the stars in person?
You know, I used to as a young age, you know, I always wanted to be discovered. Why are we living in these podunk towns? But as I get older, it's always awesome. I would like to meet, you know, people I admire, not so that I could say I meet them, but so that I could encourage them. And, you know, I can't say I have a lot of role models. My biggest role model is one of my friends who ministers to me and is also a friend with the Nurse Cycle, a facilitator. So, you know, to me, I've met and getting to know the person that God is using that has brought more healing in my life. So when that happens, you kind of stop being a stargazer. You know, I mean, there are people I'd love to share a stage with. Lisa Bevere, Havila Cunnington. Havila. I love her. She's so awesome.
Okay.
But when it's all said and done, there's a lady that I'm in a mastermind. Her name's Jen Gottlieb. She knows me. I know her. I'd love to share a stage with her. I do in a way, but I don't. She does. I speak for 30 seconds. She doesn't speak, but I love her heart and the way she's setting people to be seen and for their message to go through.
Maybe one of these that we could share a stage together.
That would be awesome. I like that. I love speaking on stage. I just got to say this. We're having our speaking academy. Girl Power Alliance does have a speaking academy where 9 weeks you go virtual. And then you go to LA where they have a stage already prepared for you. And then if you practice one day on a stage and then you do your final and they actually video you. So you have something. And then if you get chosen, you get to go to the big stage, the final day where people from the public come in. And you can say you spoke on the same stage, and they do have some well-known kingdom Christian speakers. So that's my heart is speaking. But get this. We're speaking on stage. We're on a stage right now.
We're on a stage. I'm standing.
You go to Instagram. You're on a stage. You do a video on YouTube. You have a stage. You do a podcast. You have a stage that you're in control of. You get to be in control of it. Have the guests you want. That's pretty awesome.
You're right. You're right. Because we call it platform. It is a stage.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. That's the transformation there.
That transformation. I always tell girls that because I come across a lot of speakers. Like, well, where are the stages? And of course, I lead them into Girl Power Alliance, where there's a speaking academy. And hey, listen, it's guaranteed you got a stage. And then Girl Power Alliance is now going to a place they haven't done there. Well, there'll be stages where you get paid to talk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta pay to play, so to speak. Sometimes you gotta pay your way to and speak for free. And because you're learning your skill, but then you get to a point where you can ask your price.
Good,
because they've seen you. You're being seen. They're willing to pay that price.
Yep, because I recently paid to write.
That's okay. That's awesome.
But that's okay. I was really happy for the opportunity. That was my debut in a published book.
Awesome. I applaud you. That's so great.
Yeah, thank you. Well, this has been fun. Yeah. So I'll definitely want to invite you to come back and then we can talk about the subject. Yeah.
Yeah. That was, thank you so much for the format and that you let me share so personally about a transformative moment in my life. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
So,
please subscribe. See you soon at Your Win Podcast.
So that was a guest appearance, and it was really fun. I always like to be guests. If you have a show and you want me to share, I'm always willing to. I appreciate you listening to the Unleashing Kingdom Voices too. So that was an interview that I did a few weeks ago. And, you know, I talked about Girl Power Alliance and the speaking stages. They start tomorrow, so I don't know if it's too late. Today I am speaking to you on April 8th. I guess I'm talking mostly to my live audience. But if you're listening to this on the podcast, I don't know if you can still get in. You might be able to, but I'll put my link down below, and please check that out. While I got you, I also want to tell you about an opportunity that I'm really excited about. You know, I always say I'm a voice revivalist. Well, I believe it's time, the voice revivalist, to help you revive your finances. I'm really passionate about this, and just tag on to this interview that I've teamed up with some amazing women who have gone into this digital marketing. And the thing that really excites me, especially if you're not tech savvy, that scares you. They got that situated, meaning the company does, not my two friends, although my two friends can help you. It's 2 hour a day work that you do. It's a community that you belong to. And it's these amazing tools to help you do the same that the tools do to help you have a daily pay. You see, I love Girl Power Alliance. I love Finmore. I'm all for them. But sometimes as you're building those companies, you need some daily pay. And what I really like about it is I'm now working part-time at a radio station, the station I was 18 years ago. So I'm working part-time, but I still can enjoy the work in this business. I can still do my podcast that I love so much. So I just really speak into the, maybe your kids are out of the house. And it's like, good job, Mom. It's time for freedom. It's time to do something maybe dangerous. I think it's calling you. Or maybe, I'm sorry. You just been divorced and you're like me. How do you go from a sole survivor, S-O-U-L, to a sole provider? I know I've had to learn that journey in the last 2 years. And I'm so excited about this because I can do this 2 hours a day on top of everything else I got going on. And I don't know, I just have my part-time job. And, you know, I love to do podcasts and I love to do my marketing with media, other media. So I'm just, you know, go to dailypayrevival.com or just check the link in the show notes of this episode. So thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. If this blesses you, please share it. Okay? Share it with someone that maybe just needs an encouraging word of life that I gave in that testimony with Chu. All right. I'll talk to you in the next episode of Unleashing Kingdom Voices. Thank you for tuning in to Unleashing Kingdom Voices podcast. We hope today's episode has inspired you to embrace and amplify your unique voice. For more insights, resources, and information about our courses, AI tools, and our incredible guests, visit teresacroft.com.